Jason Debbie Morning X. We have another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win. About a half an hour away from your chance to get that.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the same since my hound dog died. Oh God, I'm so alone. Please, Debo, keep say love me on the phone.
Deb calls a random business, a stranger, gotta get him say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Blue Boy Sandwich.
The number you have is not in service. Please check the number and.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Blue Boy Sandwich Shop, Jacksonville, Florida.
Blue Boy, there'll never be another Blue Boy like you. What is this place on the beach? Does it say?
Sandwich shop in Jacksonville. That's all I got here.
I'll check.
Blue Boy.
Oh, no, we didn't. Hello?
That's you.
Hello. Hello. Deb? Deb.
I bet you if you say love you, then. Oh, you have a chance. And then,
whoa, you got butt slammed.
I butt slammed myself.
Wanted you to try to get it out.
Should I try again, or you wanted somebody different? What do you think?
They seemed very busy earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One more attempt. Blue Boy Sandwich Shop, Jacksonville, Florida.
Blue Boy,
not work. Hi, I was wondering if you guys had a patio.
No, ma'am.
So it's just eat-in right now?
Yes.
All right, but you're doing takeout as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. And how do you have a menu online?
Yes.
What's the website?
It's blueboysandwiches.com.
All right, sweet. Blue Boy, by the way, is the name of my dog who died 2 years ago on Thursday, tomorrow.
Oh. So
that's why I'm coming in, because I love the name Blue Boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll have a look on the menu online, and I'll come in and have a sandwich with you.
Okay.
In Blue Boy's memory.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Love you. No.
Hello. Whoa, you
goodbye.
Got butt slammed.
That was never. That was
why?
Never going to
I mean,
be
I know
any good.
It's 10 in the morning there, but that busy at 10 a.m. in the sandwich shop?
I guess. Kyle.
Yes, right, huh?
Florida man Kyle. Is that place that good?
Yeah, if you, you go to 101x.com, because as Deb said, we're coming up on the anniversary of Deb and Silent Deb, Blue Boy and Silent J passing away.
It's Monday for Blue Boy.
We did a TBT WJND, pictures of Blue and Silent J. What's up with what's happening
this
in this
one? For some reason, someone said Blue looks like he could be a pager salesman or something. I forget where this
Jason had a dream. About Blue Boy was selling pagers.
Yeah. Blue the dog was selling pagers.
Yes. Don't look at
dream.
That. That's your dream. That's
kids
your brain.
Today, what's a pager?
So yeah, he's had his head is photoshopped onto somebody with a that's a pretty fancy pager. It's got the full QWERTY keyboard thing.
Ooh, that's a Massey Photoshop.
Oh,
oh good job,
okay.
Massey.
Well played.
October 10th, 2018. Jason dreams he worked with Blue at a pager store.
Oh, I worked with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Blue outsold you 10-1.
Oh, God, yeah.
Look, he gets the cuteness points, but I know all the specs on those things, okay?
He doesn't need specs. He just wags tail.
Pager specs.
I know all the specs, buddy. Yeah, this one's got... all the megabytes and
remind me, what made a great pager back in the olden days?
I mean, you got to have the right beep.
Like clip for the jean pocket.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you got the, because that's what having a pager is all about. It's just, you know, signifying to the rest of the world. Hey, you see this down here? This means I got a pager. It means people need to find me sometimes, okay?
I'm important.
Could you change the ringtone? Could you change the,
I had,
the beeps?
When I had my pager, God, you know what? The other day I remembered my pager number and it was 214.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
369, of course. 369.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, wait, this is my friend Adam's pager.
The number,
maybe his phone number. Hang up. 214-369-HARD. That's his number. Do it right now. See if it's still his number. 214-369-HARD. There it was when we were pals.
I used to have...
That number was hard for you to dial, wasn't it?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Jokes.
Aww. Either the number you've dialed is not a working number or must
hilarious.
Be dialed with the correct area code.
Did you not put the correct area?
I put 214.
Did you put 1214?
Yeah. Yes, I put 1214.
Man, maybe that was my pager number and it's out of business. But yeah,
I dialed that number 40%, no problem.
It would have, you do everything 40%. It would have, it would ring like a phone if somebody called my pager. So it, and I had.
Your pager would ring?
And it took voicemails.
Oh.
It was like a phone. It was really cool because for ages I didn't have a phone. It was like, yeah, but it's cool because I have a pager that sounds like I just never answer it, my phone.
Get it on, man.
Pages.
369 hard. That's pretty good, buddy.
Yeah.
For a little while, I had 423 tiny.
That works just as well.
And I learned later that 423 is ice tiny. So my phone number was ice tiny. It's pretty money.
It's all right.
You remember Toby's friend Tiny? He tried to buy it off of me. I was like,
oh,
no way,
Tiny.
Buddy. I'm Ice Tiny. You can't also be Ice Tiny.
And there's only room for one Ice Tiny.
And then I moved to AT&T and they gave me a new number. And I was like, no, I want to be Ice Tiny. And I don't have it.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Debbie, Morning X. Florida man Kyle tweets to Jason and Deb, says, I've never been to that sandwich shop, but may have to check it out. It's in an iffy part of town, but next door to a homeless pet charity.
Aw.
All right. Are the iffy parts of Jacksonville, like, real bad? I don't know. I don't know. No Jacksonville.
Sure, there's
things,
iffy
man.
Parts of every.
I thought every. Yeah. I thought Jacksonville as a community just was iffy, front to back, top to bottom.
I think
you're telling me that there's nice parts of Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's found some nice parts. He sends me pictures. We trade smoke show photos.
All right.
Of parts of town.
Of boys.
Oh, okay.
Not parts of town that burned down.
I was like, check out
what
this
is a smoke show part of town. Ooh, this is a good looking street over here.
Look at that bike lane that they have.
Hey, piggybacking on our in-depth pager talk, phone people, my phone is doing a weird thing. This is proving a Deb O'Keefe theory true. I just did the update.
Yeah.
I have an iPhone 7. Did they skip any numbers? Or am I really, because the new one's 12, right? I missed out on 8, 9, 10, 11, and now there's a 12? I'm that many iPhones behind?
I don't think did they do 11? Are they doing 11 and 12 now?
You know
now?
Which one it feels like they skipped was 9. I think they went iPhone 8 and then they went straight to
10.
X.
Yeah.
Because they were like, hey, we got to make an X phone. I don't know.
I got the X phone.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
fine.
Is it all right?
It's fine. It does move slowly now a little bit. And sometimes it just like shuts off. This weekend it just turned itself off twice. And I was like, oh, I must be out of juice.
They did go straight from the 8, 8 plus X, then the XR, XS.
Okay.
XYZ.
I got a 7. So it's limited in lots of ways. Mm-hmm. I actually...
Is it just because
it's
that's
kind
the
of like
only...
you. It's got limited emotional capacity.
Okay.
I thought it was because that's the only one that will still play Words with Friends.
And it's ornery. Oh, yeah. What if you can't play Words with Friends?
I was just going to tell you, I don't want to upgrade because you know what I like? I like the home button. All right? I don't know how you guys are doing it with it. Whenever I get on my mom's phone, she's got no home button. I'm like, how do I get
it's
out
like,
of this?
Jason, it's like anything in life.
I will adapt. I will acclimate.
You adapt.
Do you not want to do like the Face ID lock? Because you don't want to make eye contact.
The face lock is great, except for right now with the masks.
Mask, it doesn't,
yeah.
doesn't let
Maybe
you
can teach it, because I taught my phone my face without a mask.
Uh-huh. Just get one of those masks that has your face on it.
That's a good idea.
I like
the anonymity of the mask, though.
When they introduced the fingerprint unlock thing, I knew you could set it to a nipple. Have you tried just flashing your phone and teaching it to recognize your breasts?
That's a little more awkward when you're in HEB and you want to call home to see if you need me to pick anything up.
You go phone under shirt if you're in public.
Seems
absolutely.
Problematic. Yeah.
You do that, Nick, and then let me know how that goes.
No, mine just has the button, so I don't need to.
Okay.
You're still
a
home button
guy? You've got a Gigantor
one. I'm an 8 plus. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, and I don't like it. Like
I love the button.
I had to do the update, and it was like, hey, do you want to do a passcode? I'm like, no. It's like, do you want to do the touch ID? I'm
so
like,
someone,
no.
Anybody could pick up your phone and get in it.
Please get in my phone.
Oh, the thing is, though, you don't have like one touch or click payment or...
No.
See, yeah. I've got all of that, so I don't want anyone else to be able to get. In my last phone, you can have up to 5 hat fingerprints. So my friend Cash had his way into my phone. That was always dangerous. And I much prefer just my eyes being the only one that can get into it now. Because, yeah, it's connected to my credit card.
Right.
I don't want that. Also, you just go to Amazon from my phone. You can buy whatever you want. Change your shipping address. So I know I like the fact that it only looks at me. But I'm pretty sure. My AT&T guy, Brian, are you listening? Should I get the 12? I mean, the 12 mini? What's the deal?
Probably.
Tendonitis on my left hand. I don't need a bigger phone. I want a smaller phone.
That's the perfect reason. Size. If you need a smaller phone, they just came out with a smaller one for you.
It's tiny. Pagers. Get back into pagers.
Yeah.
Get a StarTAC. Had tendonitis with a StarTAC.
I told you about my StarTAC story, didn't I? A tragic StarTAC story
your
of
Christmas. Your boyfriend had a StarTAC and you
no,
didn't?
No, he bought me a phone for Christmas. Uh-huh. But I was at, and then gave himself the StarTAC, which meant he actually got the StarTAC, and you got this free, really crappy one. Look, it was shaped like this. I'm just going to draw a picture of it. I don't remember the name of it because I was so mad about it, but it was like a kid's phone. This is what it looked like. It's like a character. Oh, I just dropped it. It's almost like that thing I drew the other day with 15 minutes.
It looks very similar to your...
Hey, nobody guessed that.
No, nobody guessed what that was.
That's because it doesn't look anything like the... Yeah.
No, we should be going for that.
Okay, so I have an iPhone 7. It's very old, but I don't want to give up my home button, and it still does most of the things that I wanted to do, but I did the update. I don't even know if I can send it to it. Is it possible it updated on
you
me?
You might have accidentally pressed OK to get rid of it, and then if you had it plugged in that night, it'll do it.
Well, it started doing all kinds of weird things, including used to when I would be on X videos and I would hit a video, it would automatically go to full screen. Now I got to tap the full screen button.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
How much extra tapping I'm doing now because of that?
Well, yeah, less tapping, I imagine.
That's like 20 extra taps a day. It's not cool.
What are you tapping with?
My finger.
Okay.
You're tapping on the... Oh, that's...
Come on.
God, this is a dignified
program. Ice Tiny, remember? He can't do that.
Ice Tiny. You're new when you have to check into a hotel, but you're like, you don't want to
let me
know.
That's my rap name, okay? Yeah. I'm Ice Tiny.
Ice Tiny. That's
his name.
Ice Tiny.
I was auditioning to be the Vanilla Ice hype man, and I was like, I'm Ice Tiny, all right? So let me say the last word of every line. That's what I do.
Yo, Ice Tiny, kick it.
And what was I talking? Oh, yeah. There's sometimes, like, I'm looking for something on the internet, and it's just like, no, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and be confused and not do anything. And my question is, smartphone people out there, what's your errand from AT&T?
Brian.
Sorry, I confused your name with another.
He's not your... Oh, it says Jason.
Can I borrow it for a second?
Jesus.
Jason was a very innovative name for a little while, okay? Now people are...
Common AF.
Can my phone get so old and dumb and confused that it will stop... The alarm will stop working?
Oh, dear.
Because that is quite vital to me. And the new, I don't know if you have it, but the new update has got it keeps bugging me to set up something. It says sleep is now health. And so
I don't know that one.
Once you set up your new sleep schedule, you can change your alarm and clock, blah, 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 blah. They've moved the alarm into the health portion of the iPhone.
Oh, I must be due an update then because I don't have mine there.
It looks weird and different. And I swear, 2 days this week, I have woken up without an alarm and looked at my phone. And it is not going off. Now, it's possible I'm very groggy at 4:45 when it goes off the first time that it went off and it woke me up. And I just looked at it and was like, what? Huh? Why didn't it go off? You didn't go off, alarm. But I swear today when I was pushing snooze, it did not do the snooze thing. You know, you push snooze and then there's a countdown that tells you how much more you have. I snooze, and then I wake up in the middle of my snooze to check my phone to see how much longer I have on that snooze. I've been advised that's not the healthiest way. I enjoy it. Works for me. But it didn't have the countdown, so then I went in and set a new alarm for 5:03.
Jesus.
And I woke up at 5:05. It had not gone off. And so I think my phone has just gotten stupid enough that it's like, we don't have the capacity to fire off the alarm. Is that possible?
I've told you this for a long time, that they make you obsolete. By the way, I just had a look. I haven't done the new update.
Yeah.
Check this out. This is all of the new things on the update.
Oh, that's a lot of text,
That's a lot of things. But one of them was health. So maybe you just got to go into health and learn more about it.
First of all, just set an alarm for 9:22 and see if it goes off. Well, actually, that probably wouldn't work because what it's doing is, I think...
That's a good idea, Nick.
I think it's saying...
Do you think it knows your circadian rhythms?
Yeah.
If like, it's not connected it's to saying, you, it doesn't.
Hey, he's going to sleep at midnight, and so we know he needs 8 hours of sleep, so we're not going to wake him up until 8 a.m.
And his alarm's going to go off when he goes for his nap.
Today would be fine, I guess, but...
There are a lot of new things on the new update. I don't even know if I... Smart folders automatically group together Apple Watch recordings.
I did it just to get rid of that red one.
The one on the app.
I can't stand the notifications.
Just the number that sits there and said, hey, you got this waiting for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like people that
have... set up smart pay. Still telling me to do
it. What number is on your
emails? Why haven't you done that?
I like dumb pay, okay? I continue to pay dumb. That's the way that I work.
Like your emails. I bet it's like an ungodly number of emails that you have not read.
I've got 8,000.
Oh!
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. All right, I set an alarm for 9:25. In 20 seconds, we find out if it works. Lone Star Steph says, Jason, I don't think it's old and dumb. I think the XXX virus finally took over. Nah, you can't get those on an Apple phone, man. Those are they're fine, right?
I don't think you can.
That doesn't happen that way, man. Nerve from Cedar Park says the hardware is going to slow down over time. Some of the updates will make it harder for your phone to run. Yeah, that's what.
Oh, hey, yeah. Your alarm went off. I think you just had an error in setting your alarm yesterday. Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, I think it's okay. Hang on, we're gonna snooze. See what happens there. Okay. I think that
the listeners love it when we talk about technology. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, I got a good one for you. And Jason is good at technology question. Let me finish this. Nerve from Cedar Park says, Deb, set up two-factor authentication in your apps that have access to your credit cards. For the love of God.
But doesn't that just text it to your phone for double checking?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about?
It's like where if my email. I type in my password, but then it also will send a text to my phone. It's like, hey, somebody's trying to get into your Gmail. And I say, yes, that's me.
Right.
And so it you can't.
Every time I do a payment, you want me to have third-party notifications.
Every time you would log into that app, I think.
It's touch. It's this.
I don't know.
There's several things that
it's
I log
this.
Into.
Look,
that,
it's this. And now I can click and pay, but no one else can do it because I've got it set up to read my face. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, as long
and
as...
then I just go, boink.
Yeah.
Put the chip in my hand.
I've never used that.
Put my credit card chip in my hand. Here, put my door opening chip in my hand for work.
You want a real good old fogey tech question?
No, but we're going to get one anyway.
How do I block someone on email? Because...
you unsubscribe?
Are you getting these emails from Freedom Watch? I think it's...
Is it a watch that you wear? Or is watching Freedom?
No.
Just go to unsubscribe.
I think it's because I didn't subscribe. I think it's because I started working down the hall.
Being profiled.
And they send 3 or 4 emails a day. And I just quickly delete them because I'm like, oh, yeah, you're that jackass who keeps sending a thing. And I stopped to read one last week. The subject line was, ready yourself for revolution.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it was about how...
you've been profiled.
We should not wait on the courts to right the wrongs that occurred on November 3rd, 2020.
Are they trying to get you to mount up?
Yeah.
Regulators?
And so I was like, what the hell is this? I gotta cut this guy off. And so I tried to block them. My friend Kenny, who's like my dad in so many ways, taught me how to you hold on to just hold the email and it'll pop a bunch of menus thing will pop up and one of them says block this sender and so I did it and now every day I get 3 emails from Freedom Watch, but it's got a red line with circle with a line through it in front of it.
That's
so they
weird.
Still come. I still have to delete them. I still could read them if I want. But apparently that's what happens when I block somebody. How do I block for real?
I just unsubscribe.
I don't know. Because we have a weird third-party spam filter thing. And so you have to tell that to block it, I think. If you just tell Outlook, Outlook is dumb. Mm-hmm. At least it used to be set up to where if you just keep deleting it, it should eventually just learn, hey, stop that.
Right.
Not sure. I get those emails, and I just forward Jason Dick.
You're getting free. How dare you?
Nice.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X. Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have an Amazon Echo Dot to give away. Go.
So I just sing this thing here. Hit goes.
Don't step no stop about football. What in the hell does she know about football?
This is so effing stupid. God. You should call this thing, Will Deb Take a Shirt Off for Jesus?
By the way, if you missed it earlier today, it's Thursday, of course. So we did TBT, WJND, and a sad but beautiful gallery of our past pets. Beautiful Blue Boy and little Silent Jay. And there are hundreds of pictures. Nick did a really great job of pulling together some pictures, some of them slightly mislabeled, but that's okay. They're beautiful and adorable and remind us of fun times past. And we now have proof that Alfie, not the only wonky-eyed dog in the family.
How dare you?
Multiple pictures of Silent Jay with
really?
A wonky
multiple
eye.
Multiple pictures?
Multiple. Yeah. No, see, you just like to profile this guy. You don't want to look close to
First
home,
of all,
do you?
You don't know that I didn't say wonky-eyed in a complimentary way, all right? That's just
Well, why are you denying that Silent Jay is wonky-eyed then?
I would never compliment him. He was too full of himself to begin with.
Right. Now you know how we feel about you.
Find the one where I look fat enough to be a dog bed.
Jesus Christ, Jason.
That was a good one.
It's like I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Like, who is that guy?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, our contestant, good morning, Will.
Yeah, what's going on?
Will, I was once fat enough to be a dog bed. How about that?
Will, I am currently fat enough to be a dog bed.
Will, we're going to ask Deb 3 football trivia questions. You tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get 2 out of 3, and there's a new Amazon Alexa dot thing for you. All right, buddy?
That sounds lovely.
Is that college football team playing this weekend? As we discussed earlier, the coronavirus.
So many are out.
You know, I think it was... a couple of months ago, I heard this crazy, wild-eyed scientist say that when the weather gets cold, it's possible that there's going to be a coronavirus resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
Still to be determined, if you ask me, but it's looking maybe like that's going to happen.
So are you about to now shoot coronavirus with the same gun that killed the swine flu?
Never thought it would be you. Okay, this is what we're going to do, Deb. I'm going to give you a college football team. You tell me coronas... secondary coronas or no coronas, all right? So some of these teams are their game is canceled, but not because they have COVID-19, because their opponent does. Okay. I'm calling that secondary coronas, all right?
All right.
So, I'll give you the team. You say coronas, secondary coronas, no coronas.
Okay.
Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Coronas, no coronas. No, I messed up my own. Coronas, secondary coronas, no coronas. Do you think Deb knows the answer, Will?
I'll go with no.
No.
I think they are primary coronas.
Alabama?
Yes.
You're saying coronas?
Yes. Secondary.
They are secondary coronas. Alabama, their head coach had it. Did leave for like a couple of hours. Nick Saban did.
Just for a couple of hours? He's that handsome. His looks just fall off.
I think he tested positive on Thursday and coached a team on Saturday afternoon. So,
look, if anybody can sit there and just look in the mirror and be like, coronas, get out of my body.
It would be
Nick Saban.
Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. Their game with LSU this weekend is off. But it is because LSU has COVID, which is also quite notable because Ed Orgeron had said earlier that all of his kids had already had it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is
he give it to them on purpose?
That was kind of speculation
earlier. LSU has COVID-19 positives in contact tracing that game is probably not just postponed, but full on off. Okay, you were correct there, Will. Get just one more. We're going to give you the Amazon Echo Dot. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, Coastal Carolina. They got coronas, secondary coronas, no coronas. Do you think Deb knows?
Let's stick with no.
No.
I know what they do need. They need more dogs.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Chanticleers, fighting cocks.
Okay. Is that right?
Aren't they? Are they some type of rooster?
Chanticleers are a rooster. Yeah. In South Carolina are Gamecocks. So those are the ones that always have the hats.
Yeah.
If you're
Chanticleer, still a fighting cock.
Yeah. I think specifically it's some sort of mythical, boastful rooster type thing, the Chanticleer.
Oh, you're such a Chanticleer.
Perhaps so.
Are they in or are they out?
Coronas, no coronas, secondary coronas.
No coronas.
That's correct, man.
They fought it off.
The Chanticleers are flipping undefeated this season.
Wow.
Should they be in the college football playoff? No, they should not. I think their best win is against Kansas, who is 0-7, so not the greatest best win. Nick, you have a number 5 next to Coastal Carolina here.
Incorrect. That's a 15.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. What did Will, you said no again, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we need this last one if you're going to win the tickets. Let's go with the Amazon Alexa. Let's go with the Texas A&M Aggies. Coronas, secondary Coronas, no Coronas. Do you think Deb knows the answer?
Well, I'll go the hat trick of no.
No, you're going to...
Yeah, no again.
You're going to lose out on this one because I think you said earlier the stinking Aggies are filthy and have all got COVID. So COVID.
Yeah. Texas A&M in Tennessee.
I don't feel that they're COVID or not COVID-y. I'm just... repeating what's said.
I think it's actually only two people, one athlete and one staff member. But because of the contact tracing, that eliminates a third of the team. So that's why they can't play Tennessee this weekend. What happened, Will? Did we mess that up?
Hold on.
Right, we have a prize for you, Will.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
101X, Jason and Deb, the morning X. Zach from New Braunfels tweets to Jason and Deb, says, Jason, are you saying Coronas? Also, I thought when the Masters were on, you're supposed to do some segments with a very soft Masters-type broadcast voice. Oh. Hello, friends. The Azaleas.
Sounds like someone just died.
That's what Jim Nantz. He's got to take it down a notch because he wants you to absorb the beauty of the South.
I think they need to update this music.
The Azaleas are blooming. The sun is shining on the green grass because it's March at the Masters. Except for now, it's November, and it's cold and rainy and lightning-y, and it gets dark at 4:30 p.m., and the tournament could be a total disaster.
You know what they should do? Liven things up, euthanize them. Wait, not
euthanize them?
Jesus.
A lot of them are old.
Energize?
Yes.
Did you go in your brain to energize and land on euthanize? You got reorganized in there, man. That is... Jesus.
But yeah, they should team up Jim Nantz with Billie Eilish. She's also used to talking really low and whispery.
She doesn't seem much like a golf girl.
He'd be like, what do you think of jazz-zercise? And she could be like, I think he's a bad guy.
Zach, I am saying Coronas. That is Ed Clements does an endorsement. I don't even know what it is, who it's for. But there's one of his commercials where he starts off saying, friends, are you worried about how the Coronas-related economic crisis is going to affect your business?
Oh, bless.
And me and Pete always just look at each other and we're like, what is he, Coronas-related to economic?
That's
he
precious.
Says it every time.
That's precious.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.